That is me. This is our recurring series of That's How They Get. Do we have any music for That's How They Get You? I don't think so, but maybe we should. Well, you know what Big Fatty says, and we agree. And so I will tell you how that's how they get you. So I, in last May, I got new glasses.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's how they get you. Do we have any music for That's How They Get You?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2668 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 18th of April, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to do some nattering, and I've got some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Delia's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Delia's today. Well, actually, Big Fatty was delayed today. Y'all, I was doing my afternoon routine. Big Fatty, is that like a constitutional? No. Y'all, we had an event going on at the coal mine this evening, and y'all, a lady needed some help with something, and y'all, I just stopped what I was doing, and I helped her get ready for her event, and she was so thankful, but it delayed me getting here to the Big Fatty to the villa. That's it. So y'all, I'm a little delayed in recording the little show. Big Fatty, how are you going to handle it all? Well, maybe I'll handle it all with this. So y'all, today the 18th of April, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, we got two of them. Y'all, the first one is is done in memoriam. And you know, in memoriam sounds that sounds dreaded and sorrowful and all, but y'all, the memory is how you keep your memory alive and happy. Of the time you had to spend with people, and y'all, we're doing that today for Princess Hana's father. Yes, Big Fatty, was he called Peepaw or Poo-Poo or something? I don't know. If it was Pee-Poo or Pee-Poo sounds like something you stepped in. Well, maybe so, but anyway, I know it's a roller coaster day for Princess Hana, but Princess Hana, just remember the good times, and we'll do the same for you today. We'll keep good thoughts in our heads today. And y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I've had the privilege of meeting this gentleman, I think twice, at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas, and I would love to hear that he's going to come down to Nolens. Yes, Big Fatty, you could get vulgar with him. Well, maybe so, but y'all, it is none other than one of the personalities over there at the Lotso. Big Fatty, is it Brenda Boo? No, it is not Brenda Boo. Is it old Stinkpot? No, it is not Stinkpot. Is it the Haunt Cub? No. Is it Dr. Stone? No. Big Fatty, who the hell is it? Is that Peter G? Oh, Big Fatty, of course. So, y'all, if you see Princess Hana or that Peter G over there on the 20 or the Face Space, oh, Big Fatty, everyone is canceling their Face Space accounts. Well, glad I never had one. Y'all, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope that Peter G gets a big old glass of wine and a big old piece of cake. Gussie, y'all, now it is. It is Lurker Week this week, and all of you that are out there that maybe haven't called the BFO in a long time, or written to Big Fatty, or posted something over at the BFO, or maybe never have taken the moment to do that, y'all, it means the world to Big Fatty. So reach out, D-Lurk, just a little bit, just peek out, just let Big Fatty, you're getting vulgar, and participate in Lurker Week. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, Big Fatty. How are you?
Hi.
You probably don't know who I am.
Who are you?
I'm actually one of your lurkers.
Lurker!
Yes.
Oh,
I'm a ghost.
Lovely. A ghost?
Yes. My name is Edmund.
Edmund the ghost.
I am a ghost.
A ghost, a lurking ghost.
I listen to your show all the time.
Oh, lovely.
I particularly like Poodle.
Oh, Big Fatty, they love Poodle. Hi.
I've been lurking for many years.
Yes, lovely.
Due to an affliction I have.
Oh, you have an affliction?
My accent keeps changing.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I do not often record my voice.
The old gal has that affliction, I think. Yes.
Anyway,
uh-huh.
Because you particularly asked
for
lurkers to say hello.
Yes.
This is why I am saying hello.
Oh, lovely. We've gotten through to the other side. Yes.
I'm a ghost. I don't know if I said that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're a ghost. We got that.
Yes. I'm a friendly ghost.
Oh, Casper.
Well, except for when tourists come by in my house.
Ooh.
They make lots of noise, and sometimes I throw things at them.
Did you say when toilets come by?
That's what ghosts are meant to do, aren't they?
Okay.
But I am friendly. I would never throw anything at you.
Oh,
Big Fatty.
Yes. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, hi.
Anyway.
Yes?
You make me quite nervous.
What?
Speaking
nervous?
Like this, so I think that,
why? Edmund the Nervous Ghost.
Happy Lurkers Week, lurkers.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Edmund the Ghost.
Yes. Scare the shit out of him. Make him de-lurk. Yeah. Oh, Big Fatty got all Big Fatty.
Y'all, I did not expect that one. Y'all, we've got a lurker from the other side. Yes, Big Fatty, the other side of what? The other side of they've walked towards the light. Big Fatty, is that why you keep saying that to the old gal? Just keep walking towards the light. But anyway, Peter G, you're still a little young to walk towards the light, but you're probably beginning to notice it. Big Fatty Smith with those new specs. But Edmund, the friendly ghost, thank you so much for de-lurking. Y'all, did you see how easy that was? If it's easy enough what are ghosts called? They're called what's that word? Dirigible. Not dirigibles. That's a blimp. What is the word I'm thinking of?
Penny, you're not. Perhaps Edmund. Perhaps it'll come to you in a ghastly, ghostly dream. Aberrations. That's it. Big Fatty, you went all that way for that? Poor Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty, Aussie Battler. And it's halfway through autumn here in glorious Brisbane. Autumn is the season before winter. I think you Americans have some weird-ass name for it, but listen, it is so freezing here in the mornings the last 2 days. I'm going to convert this to 1600s measurements for you guys so you'll understand what I'm saying, but it's been 55 Fahrenheit in the morning. Yes, can you believe it? Which is like 13 degrees Celsius. So cold. And mind you, the daytime temperature has been 30 degrees Celsius, which is pretty much like it's summer. Now, what is that in Fahrenheit? I think it's like 85 or 87 or, I don't know, something like that. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is because I've got some news. Golden Boy and I have broken up. So I just put out a podcast yesterday on my own little Aussie Battler show, but I realise very few people will hear that, so everybody listens to you, so that's my news. Oh well, that's life. Guess that means I'll be coming back from New Orleans or South Dakota with a hunky black fella. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is the little Aussie Battler, and Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear a voice from the future. Yes, Big Fatty, Edmund and Scotty, two voices from the great beyond. It's true. And Scotty, first of all, let's talk about the weather. Big Fatty, is there a bumper for that? I don't think so. A recurring bumper? No. Scotty, I will tell you that on Monday night here in Charleston, we've got you beat, because we're halfway through spring here in the northern hemisphere, and Scotty, it was 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, I don't know what that is in Celsius, but you can figure it out. It was 40 degrees, and today, Wednesday, it's going to 85 degrees, so we're on the roller coaster also, but you think you're nipply, Big Fatty? You can cut glass with those things. Big Fatty, that was just vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, I started the natter music because I want to talk about a couple other things. First of all, Scotty, I'm sorry to hear about your news about Golden Boy, but I did listen to your little show, and I think that you used very sound judgment in addressing what appeared to have been a problem that was developing. And you know, happiness. And Scotty, you and I know a great deal that being single can be underrated, and I'll say that again. Your happiness, and you've got Sweet Alan, and you've got it sounded like you've got housemates that were ready to give Golden Boy a fat nose or a fat lip, Fanny. Don't hold a grudge, and you know forgiveness. I know you go to the MCC church, and I know that you understand the concept of forgiveness. And I'm going to tell you something. Forgiveness it can be a very selfish thing, because the sooner you forgive people, the better you feel, and you have the extra benefit of the better other people feel too. And you know, yes, things will be different, but you can just move on, and you don't just carry that dark cloud around with you and all. And you just, you know, it takes a while to totally get over it, and that's normal, but just keep that forgiveness in your heart. Another little show I heard today on my way home. Y'all, I listened to The Taste Like Burning with Tim and James and Tim, and y'all, their puppy dog, they've had to put their puppy dog Joxa to sleep. Joxa had developed the cancer, and it was just reducing the quality of life. But it sounds like the two of them know in their hearts that they've done all they could. And it sounds to me like they made Jox's last days just a thrill, and Joxa will never forget them, and they'll all be reunited one day. But y'all, I got to say, and you know, we send our love and healing thoughts to Tim and James and Tim. But y'all, Tim don't drink. Y'all, he was smashed. He was drinking, as he called it, potato juice. and they were emotional, but y'all, the liquor was talking also. So I'm glad that there was some levity to their little show, and I'm so glad that they shared it with us. Y'all, it's one of those things that it helps everybody when you can share those kind of things. Y'all, speaking of sharing things, y'all, you know, Sam in the Hinterlands, she just a fairly new listener. She always listened to the old gal, but decided she needed more fat in her life. So y'all, she's listening to the BFO, but y'all, she sends me an e-letter every day. Absolutely delights me every day. And y'all, she said something about yesterday's little show when I was reading about Donnie, you know, fake orgasm, and Phil, my straight boyfriend from the flyover states. And she said this, and I thought I'd just share it with you. She says, "I was most touched by the fact that today's show was yet more proof that love cast out upon the waters returns tenfold. One could hear in your voice and in the words of your listeners such a pleasant thing to have, particularly as the world keeps churning up more and more anger." And y'all, I just thought that was just as sweet as it could be. Y'all, she also said she enjoyed those jokes, but neither being a golfer nor male, she had no idea where that joke was going until it landed. And y'all, Dennis out there in the Colorado, says, "You mentioned gag, and I thought of this. It says, gagging during a blowjob is one of the most romantic sounds. They're choosing your dick over oxygen." Big Fanny, that is just vulgar. Well, you know, he does have a valid point there. Big Fanny is a vulgar valid point, but it is a valid point. I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all took a look, sneak peek at the Von Z Circular. Y'all, not a whole lot going on there, but I'll pick up a few things. Y'all, they do have the good Southern Cobb Solid on sale this week, so I'm going to have that for my lunch today. Yes, Big Betty, you love the Southern Cobb Salad. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, that Peter G from over there at the Lotzel. And Peter G, you know, I just can't contain myself when it comes to the Southern Cobb Solid.
That's how they get. Do we have any music for That's How They Get You?
Big Betty, I'm beginning to discover a bumper career. Maybe I'll do one.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.